Hello?
Hey Reed, this is Forrest. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. How are you? Sorry I missed your call this morning. I was not at work. I had to take a phone call.
It's okay. Have I called you at a bad time now?
No, not really.
Okay, perfect.
Let
So
me
I'm
turn
calling.
this other thing off real quick.
Sure.
There we go. Okay, that should be better.
Perfect. So, you having a good day?
Oh, I'm at work, so it's indifferent.
If you want me to call you back, I understand.
No, it's okay. So just hold it for just a moment, okay? Let me read
Okay.
that. How are you doing today? Sorry about that. So what
No
can were
problem.
you?
What do you do?
I work at Batteries Plus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I do a little bit of everything. Repair phones, key cut, fob program, you name it. We do all kinds of strange things.
Huh.
So,
Interesting. Yeah,
yeah.
I have a Subaru that only came with one, electronic key fob.
Right.
And I put for my wife for a present, I put a remote start system on there, but it was an
Okay.
OEM one.
Oh, okay.
And it won't start with the without the electronic key fob. It only if you have the spare key and you do the remote start, it won't start anymore.
Oh,
The
okay.
spare key. Wonder if you know anything about that or do you?
It's a third party remote start on it.
No, it's an OEM remote starter plugged into all the factory plugs.
Yeah, okay. It should still work unless something just needs to be reset. Yeah, because if it's factory, then it would jive with your existing. Well, usually it would jive with your existing key fob, unless the key fob, the original one, didn't have remote start application on because it's all computer programming by the time you get done to it. So kind of what it comes with, it kind of has to stay with, sort of thing.
Right. Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Learn something new every day, huh?
Yeah, if you're paying attention.
If you're lucky, that's right.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, cool. So real quick, I mean, you know, I just wanted to, and you spoke with Alex, you know, you gave her some information about you guys, you know, you're kind of going through transition, you know, of a season where the house no longer serves you, you know,
right.
You're starting to get some, you know, new health issues and stuff. So tell me a little bit about, you know, the house. You said is in fair condition, some repairs are needed.
Yeah, it's in good condition, just not in, you know, anybody can move in and live in it, you know, no problem. But they might want to do some things to it, you know, just because it's getting old. Or it was built in 1950. We've had it for 12 years about. It's brick construction from top to bottom, but it's not just standard brick like you're used to seeing. The interior walls are all a type of cinder block that was, you know, prevalent back in the 50s. So the thing is like a freaking bomb-proof shelter. You know, because all the walls are this stuff. So the only places where you've got any kind of sheetrock is where they put closets in later on. But everything else is that hard stuff. So if anybody ever wants to drive nails into the wall, you kind of have to do it with a, cement drill, you know, because it's plaster directly on that concrete, those concrete bricks, and then it's bricked on the outside. You know, the basement has got 1, 2, 3, 5 rooms partitioned off out of it. One's the boiler room, and then you've got the room where the dryer and the washer are, and then there's a room that's got a counter built into it, you know, like a shop kind of thing. And then the other two rooms, one's got the door that goes out the back up the back stairs, which it's being a basement, you're going out and then up. So there's 5 rooms down there. Then the years ago, they took 2 rooms and made the kitchen 1 big room. I guess it used to be like the kitchen and the dining, and they took the center wall out and made that 1 big room. But there's also a half bath down there, and then a living room and what we use for computers, a computer room. Then upstairs, you got 4 more rooms plus a bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So in some respects, you could say it's 5 bedrooms, but it's actually like 4 bedrooms and an office with a living room and then a kitchen, dining area, all one piece.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's an attic. And then behind the house, there's a 50 by 20 open format shop. It's finished, but it's got a wood stove in there as well. We used it for a business for a short while. My wife used to make Civil War garments, and so she used that for that. And we sold gear as well. So we've got three sets of shelves in there, plus. Plus a wardrobe and a few other things in there that you could either stay or not. You know, because we could probably sell the shelves off. Because they're not built in. We put them in. You know, they're just metal utility shelves. Yeah, you know, that we used to keeping all of our stock on.
Mm-hmm.
So behind the shop there is a backyard section. Now that's a little overgrown right now because I couldn't keep it mowed this summer. It rained like cats and dogs for so long out here that I couldn't get out there and get it mowed. But I'm gonna take and mow it down once everything dies off. there's a fence that goes around the property, but there's a two sections of it that got burned in a fire. So those haven't been replaced yet. But the company that makes the makes those fences is still in business. It's forget who it's called. But they're up in Harrisonburg. But apart from that, you know, the yard just needs yard work. You know, it's and there's two apple trees, but if I can, I've got somebody who's offered to help me take one of them down because it's gotten old and it's starting to split. So it's better to get it down before not. But there's two apple trees in there as well. Mm-hmm. And we've got the backyard done with a raised bed garden. And we have a Yorkie, so right now we've got some temporary fencing up to keep him from running out of the yard. And that can go bye-bye when whatever happens. The driveway is asphalt. And the roof on the house was done, I want to say 5 years ago, maybe four. So it's basically a new roof. But the shop is probably going to need a roof on that. We just didn't have the wherewithal to get that done at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Hmm. And how long have you lived there?
About 12 years.
Okay.
So, and we refinanced it a few years ago. And at that time, the evaluator evaluated it at an as-is condition at like 240.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they based our refinance on.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what do you owe?
About 180.
About 180.
Okay. Yeah. So we'd like to get, at the very least, you know, as close to 250 as we can, because we need to have money to pay this off and then get a down payment on another property. And there's a house across the street from us that just went on the market for $400. And it's like, well, that house has been sold four times since we've been here. It's
uh-huh.
Amazing. Yeah, it's just people buy it and they sell it. It's the craziest thing. Ain't nothing wrong with the house. I mean, what we can tell, just people just, I guess, they're mobile.
Right.
So that's where we're at.
Where are you moving to?
Not sure yet. That's why we're not in a big rush. We just want to make sure we're going to get a solid situation so then we can figure out where we're going to go. Not sure if we're going to stay in the county or go outside because it's not easy finding stuff that's, you know, affordable right now.
No, I understand.
So,
but local.
Yeah, either local or we're looking at Whitville's out that way too, Abingdon and Whitville, that area as well. So.
Yeah, I've owned property out there.
Yeah, it's nice out there, but
it's nice. You're
out in the middle of nowhere.
You're out
in the middle of nowhere.
They even talk different there. I mean, that's how different that place is.
Yeah. I grew up in Mechanicsville, so I know. Yeah, it's different out here.
You grew up in Mechanicsville, Virginia?
Yeah. I graduated class of '82, Lee Davis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, my office is in Ashland. So.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. My brother had a shop in Ashland for a little while. It was a gaming shop back in the '90s, and my great grandma was Mrs. Furnow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Brunswick Stew Furnow. Yeah.
Right.
Of course, all of us. Mm-hmm. None of us Lewises have anything to do with the. Because my grandma, being the girl, she wasn't part of the business. You know, so my dad's got me and her cousins, but none of us has seen $1 million alone. So let me help this fellow real quick. I'll be right back. Okay.
Okay.
Alrighty then.
Hey man, sounds like you got a lot going on.
Oh, it's just this time of the afternoon. It's hit or miss. You get one person every 15 minutes.
No, I understand.
So,
what I'd like to do, is you know I'd like to, if it's okay with you. I mean, I would like to schedule some time in the next week or so to where I can come out and take a look and, you know, just give you my honest opinion. You know, because there's a couple ways that, you know, you can do it, right? I mean, one, you know, other than you guys, you know, wanting, you know, a single level thing, there's really no stress here. So, you know, it's not like, you know, you have to sell today.
Right.
You know, it's not like you have to take a, you know, price you don't want. And I
right.
I get it, right? I mean, I understand. So, you know, maybe, you know, a more traditional sale might be the approach that, you know, you should take. But, you know, I'm not going to, you know, try to get you to give your house away or you know, sell it and not have any money to move on to your next place. I'm not that kind of guy. But I am the kind of guy that, you know, would like to come and just talk to you and just give you, you know, a couple options with some honest opinion. I've been doing this for a few minutes. And then, you know, hopefully, you know, I can just, you know, help you. And, you know, maybe one of my solutions is the one that helps you and maybe it isn't. But we just really don't know until, you know, we can kind of take a look at your existing condition and see what we got going.
Sure thing.
Okay. So you work. I mean, are there times that you don't? You have some days off?
Yeah, this week I've got tomorrow and Wednesday off. Let me see what the rest. Yeah. Let me see what the rest of them are. And then I've got in the 31st, the 1st of November, and the 2nd off.
So nothing like this weekend?
And the 6th of November off as well.
So you have nothing like this weekend, like the 24th, 25th, 26th?
I'll be working this weekend, yeah.
Okay. And so you said, what was the end of next week?
And then the next week, yeah, so Halloween Day, and then the November, the 1st and 2nd, I've got those 3 days in a row off.
What about the 31st in the afternoon?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
Let's do 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah, let's still be. So 4 o'clock on the 31st.
Okay.
Okay.
Now be aware that it's starting to get dark around 5:30, 6 o'clock. So.
Yeah, I'll be there at 4.
Yeah.
Fine.
Okay.
I don't go trick-or-treating. I live in the country, so anybody coming to my door isn't supposed to be there.
There you go. They get met by a very large dog. Right?
Yeah, two of them, actually.
There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so next Friday at 4, I'll see you.
All right, man.
If anything changes, it's my phone number. Just reach out. I know
okay.
Okay?
Yeah, all right, sure enough.
All right, thanks, man. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.